Tantara, rum tum tum, blow the horn, beat the drum. Happy music fills the air. It brings a smile to every bear. So welcome, friends, to Fun, Fun, Fun. The Big Bear Fair has just begun. Welcome back to Deep in Bear Country, a Berenstain Bearcast. I'm your host, Phil Gonzalez, and this week I was looking at my listings, the listing I have of books left to cover in the Berenstain Bears library. And according to my list, I am down to the last like 250 or so. So we're making good time. We're almost at the 250th episode. So, you know, another 5 years of this, we should be, you know, close to done. Not even close to done, because he puts out 12 books a year. So, you know, close-ish to done. But this week, the book we're looking at has special meaning, because this was also the week that I realized there are only 4 more Cub Club books. That's right. Only 4 more books in this, goodness, long, long series. I honestly thought that we would never get to the end of the Cub Club series. But the final 4 books in the Cub Club series, the Berenstain Bears at the Big Bear Fair, the Berenstain Bears Get a Checkup, the Berenstain Bears and the Soccer Tryouts, and the Berenstain Bears Birthday Boy will see us through to the end. And I feel a little weird about it. I feel like it's like the end of the era. The end of the Cub Club era. No more looking, no more Moz, and no more reading. I mean, plenty of reading, but no more of the Cub Club. And I don't know, I'm going to have to mark it in some way. So stay with me, and we'll see what happens at the end of the old Cub Club. But this week's book is the aforementioned The Berenstain Bears at Big Bear Fair from 1994. Written by Stan and Jan Berenstain. Illustrated by, I'm not sure who. It kind of looks Stan and Jan Berenstain-y now that I take a peek at it, so maybe them. But some of the models of the bears throughout seem a little off. Not so much the main characters as the other characters, but I'm really not going to hazard a guess. There's a few characters thrown in who I've never seen before, and a special character thrown in who we don't see much of in the storybooks, but who I was pleasantly surprised to see show up in this one. The Berenstain Bears at Big Bear Fair. But what exactly is Big Bear Fair? What exactly is a fair? When I say we're going to the fair, what do you think of? You probably think of the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical State Fair, featuring Anne Margaret in the second version of it. You know, the musical that has the song, "It's a Grand Night for Singing." Na 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 na. The sky, something like that. It's the song that's featured in all the versions of State Fair. State Fair, Ferris wheel's in it. Anne Margaret, a guy sings a song to a pig. I don't remember much about it. There's like 17 different movies of State Fair, and then it was like adapted because they wrote it for the screen. It's actually a Rodgers and Hammerstein musical that was written for the big screen, and then they adapted it. It was adapted later on to the stage, but it was a actually, kind of like Cinderella. I think that's happened with Cinderella as well. Like, that was a TV musical, and then it was put on stage. There was all kinds of outlets for grand musicals back in the day. But so a lot of people think of that kind of fair when they think of fair. They think of the State Fair, the with the midway and the rides and the games. But also, like, you know, people going to the horse. I don't know what it's called, chamber, to see the horses and people winning prizes for building things and making things and baking things. And that's kind of what we have here. But fairs, the idea of the fair in general, the word fair is archaic from the word fair or fair. It's written different ways, but I'm sure it's always been pronounced fair. Also known as a fun fair. It's a gathering of people for a reason, basically. But not for like serious reasons. So there's different kinds of fairs. in case you didn't know, there's state street fairs, there's fetes, which is like a big festival, but there's also festivals, which are usually, you know, part of like a community thing or a group thing with like a theme. There's county fairs, or which are also known as agricultural shows. There's state fairs, which are kind of like county fairs, only bigger, and they encompass the whole state instead of the county. There's temple fairs, which are held in temples and are part of religious ceremonies. There's trade fairs, which is where companies send representatives to sort of show off what they got. There's traveling carnivals, which are, I mean, we also just call them like the carnival that comes to town, which has like rides and food and, you know, like performers and stuff. And then there's the traveling fun fair, which is the thing. It's like rickety, dangerous rides that set up in the Safeway parking lot across from the high school. And you go there with a girl you like and you get her to ride a ride with you. And you're too scared to say anything, though. And so you ride a ride with her and you think she had a good time, but you don't know. And because you never ask her. And then the years go by and you get old. And that's life. So fairs, they go back, you know, the fair, the idea of the fair, the concept of the fair goes back to the Roman. I mean, we've traced it back to Roman days. There have been fairs. But also, like, even if you go far east, like communities in like ancient China, there was fairs there. People would come from miles around to come to these city centers and show off their wares and find new things. But not to be confused with bazaars and not to be confused with just open air. Tracing the history of fairs is kind of like when I trace the history of malls. Where do you draw the line? And it kind of, I guess, like the history of the fair kind of overlaps with the history of the mall. Because they all started as just like gathering place for people to sell stuff and show off stuff and make new discoveries and sort of mingle and find out what's been going on in other parts of the world. Now it's a little less exciting in those regards because we know what's going on in the parts of the world. Deadly disease. But not here in Bear Country. Here in Bear Country, we got a fair. And what kind of fair is this one? Well, it was kind of the fair that I mentioned before. The one with a little bit of everything. You might want to say it's, I don't know, a state fair, but they don't say a state fair because then they'd have to give away what state this is in. So it's just called the Big Bear Fair. Is this the only day of it? We don't. This book is light on specifics. It's light on details. It's more about the experience of being at the fair. And also, it's for very small children. This is a Cub Club book that's more of a reader than it is a fleshed out story. But it is delightfully illustrated. In fact, the title page itself has a teacup ride. Papa looks like he is about to die. You could be forgiven for thinking that Papa is falling asleep, but we know from later on in context that Papa is about to throw up. And we will find out later why he's about to throw up on this particular teacup ride. So the bear family obviously is going to the fair. Mama, Papa, sister, and brother. Mama's wearing her traveling hat, not her polka dotted hat. She's wearing her Sunday best hat. There's a band, marching band, playing its drums and its trumpets, and everyone's gathering around to hear because at the front of this fair, at the entryway, there is a full-fledged brass band. It's beautiful. Happy music's filling the air, and everyone's heading on in. So they're heading in through the big archway that says Big Bear Fair. And what do we see? We see one of them strong testers with the hammer, and we see a booth that looks like it's selling like maybe cinnamon rolls. We see the band on the big bandstand performing its music. We see a booth that just, I assume these are prizes, but it's just white rabbits. And then smack in the middle of everything, like right in the middle of the entrance, is a device I don't quite recognize. They explain it later, but it looks like a well with a bucket, like a drinking well, like a water well, full of like balloons or orbs or something, colorful orbs. So test your strength, ring the bell. Well, Papa does the old strength tester, and bang, he rings it. Okay, so the thing we saw in the middle is the wishing well. It says, try your luck at the wishing well. And we don't get a whole lot of explanation for the old wishing well. We just see that there's a woman running it. She has a headscarf on, earrings, and then a neckerchief. And brother is at the wishing well. And so, yes, it looks like a regular well, but it has a bucket, but it's filled with balls of different colors, like bouncy, I assume bouncy balls. And each one has a smiling face on it. I don't know the rules of this game. There must be some sort of like, I know that there's like a wishing well games where you like try to get a prize out with like a fishing hook or maybe a pail or something. But it looks, from the looks of this, it is impossible to not get a ball from the wishing well. Like, it is filled to the brim with balls. They are, the bucket is much larger than the balls, so it's like you just dip that bucket in there, you're going to get something. So, not a whole lot of luck to try, but, you know, thanks for the idea that counts, lady. Sister, some rando cub goes up to have their weight guessed. Guess your weight by the pound. So, for those of you who don't know what this is where you walk up, and the carny is like, I can guess your weight to the nearest pound, and they do, and if they don't get it right, you win a prize. But they always get it right because there's a trick to it. I don't know what the trick is, but there's a trick to it. Then we see Brother. He's at the Bucking Duck Ride. Well, it says Bucking Duck Ride. Okay, so you know the bucking ducks that they had at the mall? Those like crazy ducks you sit on and they, I guess, buck? So Brother's riding one and he's waving a lollipop in the air and there's a clown next to him. But he's enclosed in a little like 4 foot by 4 foot or maybe it's like 8 foot by 8 foot like pen. And it has a gate on the front that says Lost and Found. And the clown has a microphone that's attached to a giant loudspeaker. And says, Mrs. Brown, your cub is at the Lost and Found. Now, obviously, Brother's name is not Brown. His name is not Brother Brown. In fact, that is the last name of Bonnie Brown, who we don't even see in this book. But this is clearly Brother Bear. I don't know if it's supposed to be. It's probably not. It was probably colored incorrectly. Because you only see the cub from the back, but he's waving a lollipop in the air, and he is wearing Brother's shirt and Brother's pants. It's distracting because that's Brother. It's a drawing of Brother Bear. Of course, bringing full attention to the fact that the cubs all kind of look the same. So next we see, obviously, Brother and Sister watching a magic show. A little cultural insensitivity here. So Papa is pointing with his sharp, sharp fingernail at a bunch of dancing girls. And he's saying, hula dancers. And you just see two hula dancers from the back. You actually only see one. You see like the arm of another one. Hula dancers in grass skirts with like sports, not like shell bras or anything. Just like, they look like sports bras. You can see them from the back, like athletic tops with lays around their necks and Papa's saying, hula dancers. But Mama is obviously pulling him away from the hula dancers. He has this look on his face like, oh boy, oh boy. But she has her eyes screwed shut in an angry grimace on her face. Like, I don't want Papa to see them shaking women. I don't want Papa to see them shake. Like, that's clearly what's going on here. And Papa is very attracted to the hula dancers. It's an aspect of their relationship we don't see, like ever. We don't see Papa finding another bear even the slightest bit attractive. We don't see Mama negatively reacting to it. Maybe if he wasn't being such a weirdo about it, she wouldn't be. Maybe she's reacting to just Papa losing like a little like dignity in front of these dancing women. In any case, now comes a character who I've never heard of before. So it says a magic show, hula dancers. And then there is a platform with two bears on it, a woman reading from a long scroll, and a bear with like a stringy tie and suspenders and a monocle. Or maybe it's like glasses attached to a chain. I can't tell because his head is turned away. But one of the cubs in the audience, it's not Freddy, but he kind of looks like Freddy, says, Professor Wise knows all the answers. And either the woman or Professor Wise. Oh, there we go. So the woman says baby pig, and he says piglet. Baby cow, calf. Baby duck, duckling. Baby sheep, lamb. Like, she's asking him, like, questions that a five-year-old would know the answer to. But we're all impressed, because Professor Wise. What's confusing to me is that I was hoping it would be, like, actual factual. Like, you can have actual factual up there giving real answers to real questions. I don't know why this Professor Wise is doing it, unless it's supposed to be like a funny show, but everyone seems impressed. In any case, Sister goes to have her fortune told. So she's in a tent, fortune teller's tent. Fortune teller is dressed up like a fortune teller. And she says, I see a bucket of gold. And that's a weird thing. Like, that's a weird thing to predict for a person, I think. A bucket of gold. Like, you know you're not going to get a bucket of gold. But in any case, Brother Bear goes to a throwing game, baseball throwing game. and he wins a super prize. A big green troll with purple eyes. He wins a troll doll, which kind of looks like it could be the Bear Country equivalent of our troll dolls. Like, different enough to not, like, set off any alarm bells. It kind of looks like a troll doll you would get at a fair. Like those non-licensed, off-model cartoon character dolls. But Brother wins when it's bright green. Now we get to an appearance that I was not expecting in this book, but that I was pleased to see, looking slightly different because his clothing is a little wrong. He's wearing a lime green coat instead of his usual checkered coat. Ralph Ripoff of Shell Game fame is living up to his name. He has the shells on the little table. He mixes them all around, lifts up the two on the end, and the nut falls out of his sleeve. So we know that he's cheating because he's Ralph Ripoff. And he's a terrible man. And he looks, but he looks embarrassed. He looks sheepish by how terrible a man he is. So I just want to call out that Ralph Ripoff, who is rarely used in the storybooks, mostly a character in the cartoon, mostly a character in the chapter books, puts in an appearance in the Berenstain Bears at Big Bear Fair. Now, there's lots of food at the fair to suit the taste of every bear. Cotton candy, burgers, fries, foot-long hot dogs, homemade pies, and this is the picture of the homemade pies. Mama and Papa eating the hot dogs. Mama with her homemade pies are the two most off-model bears in the book, and the ones that lead me to believe this was not drawn by the Berenstains themselves, because Papa's eyes are way too big, and Mama looks like she stepped out of a coloring book. It's a cute picture of Mama. Don't get me wrong. She has this cute little smile on her face. Unless they're mic drawings, like early mic drawings, because the Mama face is a little mic-ish in the way the mouth is drawn, but I'm not going to hazard much more of a guess. They just look a little off. They don't look like Stan and Jan drawings, I guess is what I'm saying. It's more of that wonderful Berenstain food, though, that kind of makes you want to eat the food. Not Sister's cotton candy so much, but Brother's got this bucket of fries that are colored brilliantly, so they're darker on the ends. There's a nice shading. It's a nice browning of the potato going on that makes me hungry for fries. Papa's footlongs look okay, but Mama's pies glisten and gleam. One is green. I don't know what flavor it's supposed to be. English peas, maybe? But the cherry pie she's holding looks delectable. There's also, she's being swarmed by flies, which is terrible. I don't like that at all. Lots of flies. Lots and lots of flies. There's rides also. There's fast ones and slow ones. So there's a roller coaster. There's the Ferris wheel. It says some are slow, some are quick. Some can make you very sick. Okay, and so this is where we get the teacup ride that is making Mama and Papa. So we saw Papa before. This is the same. They just lifted this image. I don't know why they lifted this image for the title page. It says it probably made somebody crack up. So we have Brother in a green teacup with Papa, and Papa is leaning back. His mouth is open. His eyes are closed. He looks miserable. Mama's doing the same thing, only it's much clearer from Mama's expression that she is unhappy. Brother and Sister are fine. So if you know the teacup ride, those are the rides where you're in a teacup, and the teacups spin around, and they go around and around in a circle while they're spinning. And people do, like, get nauseated on them because it's a lot of spinning. But this one is special because it's not just a teacup ride. The teacup ride would appear to be mounted on a tilt-a-whirl. So the tilt-a-whirl is doing the thing where it spins and tilts while the teacups are spinning and going around the tilt-a-whirl. I don't understand how it functions. It's amazing. I think it's an amazing ride, but no wonder Mama and Papa are sick. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we are only halfway done with this book. There is a lot going on at the fair. So they go to the big tent to see the big event. There's judging there. There's people getting prizes. Papa made a chair for the fair. And so the judges are looking at it. It's a nice wooden chair. They look at all the chairs, green ones and pink ones and yellow ones. Papa wins a blue ribbon. Mama wins one, too, for one of her special dishes. She made honeyed salmon, which sounds delightful. And she won a blue ribbon. The judges thought it was great. Right next to it, though, so you see the salmon. It's cut in half. It's a dead fish. You see its innards. Next to it is a table that has, like, what looks like some sort of pot on it. And it says, Ms., and it's cut off, Ba. So I don't know what it is, but I'm going to think it's Ms. Grizzly's babka. So, sorry you didn't win. You got beaten by a fish, Ms. Grizzly. And then Farmer Ben wins a ribbon for Sir William Prince, his giant boar, which doesn't look like a boar. It looks like a hog. It's just a pink pig. But I wonder if Farmer Ben sang a Rodgers and Hammerstein song to it. We'll never know. And then the big fair judge is about to taste Mrs. Ben's chocolate fudge. She tastes that fudge, sticks it in that mouth, says, and rolls her eyes. Mrs. Ben wins that prize. And what a day it has been. All we've done is win, win, win. So they head for home. They hope the reader had fun. We did. We loved it. We had a great time reading this book. We had a great time seeing the fair. And this is one of those, Berenstain Bears books that doesn't do a whole lot character or plot-wise. But it does a really nice job world-building-wise, because we really get to see Bear Country. We get to see the denizens of Bear Country. We get to see people in their elements, people doing things they don't normally do. Heading out to the fair, we get to see Farmer and Mrs. Ben doing something besides working on the farm. We get to see the community getting together, supporting each other, celebrating each other's accomplishments, and just having a good time. This is the Berenstain Bears at the Big Bear Fair, and it's a Cub Club book, and it looks great. Even if the bears are off model sometimes, the coloring is just nicely done. The backgrounds and the movement of the characters is fun and fluid. It's a nice book. It's a good book, and if your kid is just getting into reading, I recommend picking this one up, because it's a book that, with a little help, any kind of earlier reader can probably work their way through. It is, of course, completely out of print, so you're going to want to pick up a used copy of it. You can find a used copy, you know, on ABE Books or wherever you find used books. You can usually pick up a copy of these Cub Clubs for just a couple of bucks or a few bucks. Not hard to get your hands on. So I recommend, if you want to add a Cub Club book to your library, pick up a copy of this one. It's fun. It's a nice peek behind the curtain at Bear Country. The question we're all wondering is, did this book get an animated adaptation? The answer to that one is a resounding no. There is no Berenstain Bears at Big Bear Fair adaptation. So speaking of Patreon, if you go to patreon.com/deepinbearcountry, you get these little bonus episodes that I try to do one a week. If I don't get to it one a week, you at least get a few a month. So if you want to go on over there and throw me a buck or so my way every month, you get access to all those bonus episodes. People have been asking me how they can get the older episodes of my show, because they're not available in the feed due to the limitations of everything. I don't know, technical stuff, but you can't get like a lot of the earlier episodes. So if you go to BerensteinBearcast.com, which is no longer BerensteinBearcast.wordpress.com, just go to BerensteinBearcast.com. All my episodes are there. You can find every single thing I've ever done on this show, just going back 5 years. So just get on there, scroll through, and play them away to your heart's content. All the episodes are there for free, just sitting out there. The only thing you need to go to Patreon to get is my bonus episodes. And if you would love to do that, I would love to appreciate it. So that's it for this week's book. Three more Cub Clubs to go. Feeling kind of nostalgic, feeling a little teary-eyed. So thank you all so much for listening. Thank you all so much for being a part of this. I'll be performing at the Fort Myers Fringe Festival. Fringe Fort Myers, down in Fort Myers, Florida, April 22nd through 26th. I'll be doing 3 shows, I believe, on the 23rd, the 25th, and the 26th. So if you're down in the Fort Myers area, and we're not all quarantined from this disease that seems to be spreading across the world, then come see my show and support the local fringe festivals. There's a bunch of them, and it's always nice to get out there and support the arts. I'll be up there waving my arms and talking about the Berenstain Bears. So come see me, and I'll see you all next time deep in Bear Country.